Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and I want to welcome you to another one of our wonderful Life West leadership lines. Today, 33 years in practice. I've known you, Dr. Brian, for probably 29 of those years. I don't know. Something like that. I got Dr. Brian Womofsky with us from Olympia, Washington. And Dr. Brian has a, truthfully, he's one of the most successful chiropractors I know. You know, there's chiropractors who kind of jump up and they flame out and they do all these different things. And Brian has just consistently just grown and grown and grown and then possibly leveled off. We haven't talked about it lately, but at a very high level. And he's just an incredible person. He graduated 33 years ago. That's that magic number, right? 1990 from Palmer West. And I immediately went up to Olympia, Washington, started a practice. And then he started growing other practices and he would sell them to associates and that kind of stuff. He's now in a model where he three is his magic number, where he has three practices and just knows how to grow practices, knows how to sustain them, but more importantly, just, you know, keeps the principle and also knows how to live life at a very, very high level. So I'm just thrilled to have you, Brian. So, you know, welcome to the Leadership Line.
So glad to be here, Ron. Speaking to you is always a pleasure.
Well, we'll see at the end today what happens.
Yeah, we will.
Where were you on June 24th, 2019, you know, kind of deal. Yep. Brian, let's jump in because I got a question for you. You know, and one of the things that I see, you know, well, first of all, share with us how you got into chiropractic, you know.
So, you know, my chiropractic story, like many others, I got helped by a chiropractor. I was 15 years old. Playing freshman football. My back is killing me. I've got left leg sciatica. And my coach instinctively said, well, we need you back fast, so go to the chiropractor. He didn't say go and take drugs. He said, go to the chiropractor. That always stuck with me over the years. And, you know, my chiro, saw my hips were out of alignment and he adjusted my low back and I felt much better. But at the same time, he adjusted my neck. And I had no idea why he adjusted my neck, but he adjusted my neck. And my massive migraines went away. I mean, they were way worse than my low back. And I remember being 12 years old, hitting the biggest kid in the league, helmet to helmet, feeling electrical shocks down my arm. And my neck just kept getting tighter till I was 15. And like in a dark room, only alleviated by sleep and rest, migraines, and boom, chiropractic opened it up.
Wow. I never knew that. Wow.
So, yeah.
And so did you know right then? I mean, was it like...
That's what got me interested in it. And then a good buddy of mine, Dr. Martin, Chad Martin, who you know very well, his dad was a very smart guy and said, you know, you need to go look at this successful chiropractor I know. And so we started looking at him. And then I received more chiropractic care. And boy, by the time I was about 16, I knew that was it.
That's great. Yep. And both yep. you, Chad, you know, both you guys, practiced what, like maybe 20 miles from each other? I don't know.
Yes.
And kind of grew up together. And that's just, it's just amazing. And then right now, Brian, you've got, you know, Ethan's in school right now at Life West. Yep.
Very excited about my son practicing.
It's great to see him. And, you know, yes. always. And I think he's going on a service trip this quarter. I think he's going to Mexico. Yes.
You know, uh-huh.
kind of thing. But it's just great to see. So that's how you got in, you know, and, it's interesting because you've been at it for a long time, obviously 33 yeah. years, right? And I think that part of it, you know, we'd have to look at, you know, how do you keep the passion?
Yep. So, you know, for me, And this is just totally bragging on you, Ron. I met you probably 4 or 5 years into practice, and I was getting to know what I was doing, but you really helped bring me a lot of the balance of chiropractic. I think I was working 40 hours a week at that time period, and you started showing me how you can condense your schedule. But probably the biggest thing you brought me was the service that I hadn't been seen before. And you brought me the balance in your life and your family. And that's always been a huge, huge value for me moving forward with whatever I do. And that's the trick, you know, making sure that you have adequate time off, making sure that you're drinking from the well of inspiration, which as a speaker, you've certainly added that to me and others over the years. It makes all the difference in the world. You gotta keep nurturing and taking care of your passion, right? And your balance. And those things have always been really big. So what I do is I focus super hard the first 3 days of the week. I don't care how many hours a week I work, even though the office isn't open that many hours. I'm out meeting doctors and lawyers and all sorts of different professionals. And then I have my days off the other 4 days of the week. So I make sure I hyper succeed during those three.
Yeah. You know, and by doing that, our audience might not even know, you know, your wife, Dr. Kelly is a chiropractor, met her in school, and you guys. You raise your kids, you know, in the chiropractic lifestyle, you know, that thing. And yet, you know, Brian, I know this because, you know, I watched you, you know, you, I remember when you first went and bought your first house in Palm Springs, and then you sold it and bought up, and then you sold that. And somewhere along the line, you got me to buy a house right down the street from you, right? You didn't do it, but, you know, we were over there helping you at the closing of your app when we were putting tape on the walls and all the imperfections. And then, you know, you just kept like moving up, right? You know, into the neighbor. But the point about that is that you are always a master at taking vacation and not being a slave to your practice.
Yep, absolutely.
And I got to tell you, I honor that because, you know, because so many people are run by their practice. They don't run their practice kind of thing, right?
You know? Right.
And so on those vacation levels, what were you doing? What got you into that mindset?
Well, honestly, I remember you told me years ago, 25 years ago, every 4 weeks, take 4 days off. And that was just, that's where it started, was just foundationally right there. And there's times when I really don't even feel like I want any time off when it's just booming in the practice and the staff is gelling. That is a very hard thing to leave. And it's something I super enjoy. It's not always like that, let's say, for granted, but gosh dang it, it's so pleasurable to me. So I really am built and enjoy that. But that being said, I now take a week off a month and I work 3 days a week, Monday through Wednesday. And I don't want to have any less success or any less, you know, service to my patients or my team or my other doctors. But that gives me a great balance. And so that renewal brings me back super fresh. And it also makes me hyper focused during Monday through Wednesday evening.
Yeah. So when you take a week off every month, and, you know, I think that our viewers need to know this because, you know, you give yourself permission to do that.
Yes.
And I think that's super important instead of just saying, oh, I'm just taking, I mean, because people can take a week off every month and they could be thinking about the office.
Right. Right.
Right. Because they haven't given themselves permission. And it's really not, you might as well just be practicing.
Right. You know, right.
That time. So giving yourself permission, do you take the same week off? Is it like the first or the third week of every month or last week?
The last week of the month. That's the deal. And it's just essential. And I did have a role model, believe it or not, this good friend of mine, a podiatrist who has 5 practices. Literally, we've known he's a chiropractic patient. He loves chiropractic. And I remember he was practicing down with my clinic in Centralia with Joel Kinch. And they became great friends, and he's expanded. But from day one, the people that were teaching him, they said, take a week off a month. Sometimes it's going to be administration, and you're actually going to be working on your practice. And a lot of the other times, you'll be traveling during those periods. And so that always stuck in my head, so I finally achieved it here. And it's great. It keeps working. And then again, you've got to build the machine, and you have to have your good people empowered underneath you to keep it rolling during that period.
Yeah. But it's doable, right? I mean, obviously, here's my question for you. You know, you're 33 years in, you know,
yeah.
Sure, you see people who you graduated with, or you know, you might have been above or below, and they're starting to retire and peel off. You know, I'm 43 years in, and I've been watching that for the last 10 to 12, 15 years. You know, you're still in. Why do you even need to jump out?
Yeah, exactly. To me, it's like when it's good. You know, here's something I'll tell like my young doctors all the time. You know, I've had big real estate hits and they're great, you know, but it's this big check and then you put it in the bank and that's kind of gone. That's it. But the juice, the passion, when everything's clicking in the office and the staff are happy and the patients are just coming out of the woodwork, that is hard to replace anywhere else. And I have my patients. I remember this great guy. This guy looks like he's super handsome guy, 70 years old, played football in college. And we were talking about retirement the other day. And he just looked over me and goes, "Retirement's boring." And I go, it just sunk deep into me. I go, "I bet you're totally right. You're like, purpose is just gigantic." So it's not that much effort anymore for me as far as a time constraint. So I can go in there and just, you know, kind of blitz on it and then I'm out. And, you know, a lot of training, downtime training with staff and doctors. Picking your doctors is, I'm very blessed right now. I literally have four doctors that were patients, then staff, then went to chiropractic college, and that now they're working for me. So I'm cheating for sure. Okay. I've got great connections and relationships and they're really, you know, blossoming.
Yeah, but you know, you said it before, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you put your time in, you know, you get out, you do your thing, you take care of yourself, you exercise, you do all the things, family time, whatever it is, vacation time. And on retirement, I mean, I haven't experienced it, you know, as far as, cause I haven't retired, but it's like, how much travel can you do? You know, I mean, I don't want to live out of a suitcase how much, you know, how many toys can you buy, you know, where, you know, I get it with grandkids. I have grandkids now, and that's kind of cool, but still, I just can't sit there and watch my grandkids grow. I have to do stuff to keep my mind and keep my body moving and doing that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I think we're all blessed in that, you know, but I think what you've shown, Brian, is that you can do it in different ways. You can practice 2 days a week and have, you know, a partner, associates, someone who's going to take it over, whatever you want to do, and continue to have your foot in the pool, but you don't have to be in the pool 7 days a week, you know?
Yep. And, you know, just to be frank, I get a lot of strokes doing this all the time. You know, everybody's looking to me as the doctor and you're so great and we're achieving and all that. And so, you know, that's hard to walk away from. Let's just be honest.
Right? Yeah. My ego, man. I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, they're watching me. They're actually seeing that. So talk to us about like multiple practices. Cause obviously, you know, you've been doing this for a while and I've watched you, you know, grow practices. And I think it was really cool before you'd sell them to associates who were in there. So it was a great model, kind of like a catch and release, you know, and it was great for them. And, you know, you definitely seeded a lot of practices in your area. But right now, you told me before that it's just three, you know, and that's what you want to kind of keep. Talk about that.
So, yeah. And I decided, all right, okay. Because I'm 56. I've always you've been a wonderful role model for me. You're exactly a decade older than me, so you've shown me so many phases in life. And so you know, I wanted something that was going to be really sustainable with good retention, because if the doc's not happy and they're in and out, then that's a stressful practice, right? But if you get somebody that really enjoys it and sticks with it, so each one of my current practices, they're on a 10-year earnout. So these docs are going to get the practice. They're not going to have to take any more loans at the end of all of this. And we're going to split things along the way. So there's super buy-in. Okay. I've got huge buy-in with these docs and they're making amazing money, you know, comparatively to most associates, but they're, you know, they're lifting the rock, of course, with my guidance and advertising budget and all those things. But so it really works. And that's the model that I'm finding being really successful. You got to give.
Yeah. Go on. The idea.
Got to give to these young people and make them, you know, like, wow, this is better than me going out and trying to take a bunch of debt on myself and pulling my hair out, you know? So,
So what happens at 10 years?
So then at 10 years, the docs own the practice themselves. The accounts receivable is mine. And then they're off to the races. And I also give them a big chunk of the accounts receivable, or at least the first 100,000. So they have money to keep going. Because normally a doc would have to buy the practice. They'd have to take a loan out for the accounts or for working capital until their accounts receivable got big enough to pay it for itself. So that was sort of the thing with you know, kids and a lot of the debt that they come in with is they're not going to have to take any more debt. They can get right into a house right off the bat, and then they'll have this huge asset at the end of a decade that they can do whatever they want with at that point.
But what about like the marketing and all that stuff? Are they just kind of like, are they off the payroll now, so to speak, like your kids and, you know, you're on your own, just go do your thing? Or are they still part of the I know you're not franchising, but are they still part of the mothership?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's all controlled by the mothership. So I do all the
after
marketing.
10, after 10 years.
Oh, after 10, then they can do what they want to do at that point.
Right. But are they cut off on the marketing? I mean,
they would just take over the same marketing that we're doing and pay for it themselves.
Got it.
So yeah, just keep that model going. And we found some really great niches that work well for us. And then they should be autopilot.
That's great. And then your plan. So I'm coming up on 8 years, right?
In
one of the offices, right? How do you, cause you said three is the magic number.
Yeah. Right.
When do you start to build, or do you replace the one that I'm gonna be done in two? I'm gonna take it in two. Do you replace that?
Well, you know, I guess that's kind of because they're on 8, 10, and then Ethan will take over the main practice, the big practice, my practice, in what, gosh, like a year and a half here. So they still got a lot of timeline before they get there.
Right, but what do you want to do? Do you want to keep three going? Do you just want to?
That'll be interesting. You know, along the way, I might add a fourth and just kind of keep the timeline going. Yeah. But I guess I haven't really seen past 70. One of my good friends is an orthopedist, and he's like, I'm working until I'm 70. I'm working until I'm 70. So that's kind of hanging in my mind. So we'll see. But that seems like a pretty good number. You know, that would be like 45 years in practice at that point or something.
Yeah. So, and you know what the cool thing is? I mean, Ethan gets to choose what he wants to do too. Obviously, you know, he's going to be taking over the business, so to speak.
And, you know, and Ethan worked for me for a year during COVID when he couldn't go to class, you know, be there. And so he's got a really good handle on everything already. So I'm really excited. And then there you go, Ron. Practicing with my son might just be a dream, and I'll just continue to do that too, or whatever, you know. So I'm excited about it.
It might be time to become an employee.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously, when you think about it, just show up a day a week, still get your strokes, you know, from patients and be able to keep your hands on people. But, you know, the beautiful thing is that you set up a really nice pathway for your life, right? You know, for your family's life, for you and Kelly. You set up this really beautiful pathway. You both did. And I think it's really important for our viewers to see that you can – and Brian, I've always known this about you. You know, you're not just like, okay, this is it. I mean, you are a great, you know, you are a great student. Someone tells you something makes sense. I know that you will do it and you don't deviate. And then you can find it and tweak it and make it yours and do that kind of thing. You're phenomenal like that, right? No ego on that stuff. Let's show me success. Boom. Because we know it leaves clues. But the cool thing is like, you know, you just kind of, you give yourself permission. And that's the message I want to get across, because, you know, a lot of times we just don't give ourselves permission to, you know, not just to be successful, but to really do what we want to do, you know?
Right.
You know, I'll tell you this, Mary and I were, we had Sydney, and you know, Sid, you know, his daughter, on our Life by Life West, it's another webcast that we do, and she said something, because Mary said to her how are you doing what you're doing right now, and how do you choose what to do, that kind of thing, and she just said, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, if it's not an F yes, it's a no. That's what she said. If it's not an F yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
And she stopped and she said, wait, can I swear on the, we said, you didn't swear, first of all, but it's kind of like the same thing, right? It's like, what do you want? Go for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's action. Just get into action. Here's what I tell my kids, and I think sometimes we're hearing different messages in today's young generation, but build, create, then experience. Build, create, then experience. And I built it and I've created it. And so, for Kelly and I, we've traveled all the world and we enjoy that. But we, it's funny, we call ourselves more lifestyle people. So we've got this place in the desert and we have a cabin in the mountains and we have a big giant boat. We live on the lake. We like all that stuff. We seem to like the same experiences a lot. We call it lifestyle, right? We're lifestyle where my daughter wants to go travel the world nonstop and all that kind of stuff. I go, great, babe, enjoy. But we really like, and so we travel abroad maybe once a year. That's kind of our thing. So, but we really like the places we go and the lifestyle we've built. And
And
that includes
the other piece around
traveling.
it is comfortable, right? I mean,
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's not, I'm not saying that you should be uncomfortable, but you go to the desert and you fall back into that pattern, you golf, whatever you're going to do there, right? And it's kind of like you never left it, and then you leave, and then you go to the cabin and you ski or you do whatever. And it's like, I get it, man. It's just, it's predictable.
Yes.
You know what you're going to get out of it, right?
Yeah,
You
exactly.
recharge and you redo
Yeah.
it. I mean, I'll be real honest with you. Traveling, and Mary and I are doing we've always traveled, but we're doing a ton of traveling now, just with the college. We just got back from like 3 weeks gone. We were a week with our family, with our kids in Mexico, and then we're in Europe for 2 weeks, and it was exhausting. I mean, I came back beat up,
Right, exactly. Exactly. And you nailed it, Ron. I remember when we first met, I was interested in getting something in San Diego and kind of waffled back and forth. And so we literally can be door to door to the desert in 5 hours, an Uber ride 20 minutes, we're in our house. And that's pretty darn good, especially living in Washington. It's kind of a necessity to me. Always a necessity.
Yeah, and I think since you did that, Alaska Air, because a bunch of people started buying, right? A bunch of your chiropractic friends started buying, and then all of a sudden, magically, Alaska Airlines or whoever it was, whether it was Alaska or
It was last,
they did the nonstop going down to Palm Springs, and it was like, oh my God, what a beautiful avenue to open up,
super, for sure,
made it easy. So share with us this. I think the last topic I want to kind of bring to you is like, because you mentioned it before, when your team is winning, and clicking on cylinders, and you kept bringing up the team. You brought them up three times, I believe, and I'm maybe two, maybe four. Talk about the team winning. Like, how do you create that, that team ownership to where your team is so invested, that you don't even have to think about it. They're just invested.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, retention is we all want retention with our team members, right? And we want them to win. They're not going to retain just on money, and it's going to help for a while, but you've got to expose them to all these wonderful principles and passion of chiropractic. And so we do quarterly events, okay? And then we do a big, well, Ron, the success. We do success. I'm still doing success with my team 25 years later that you taught me, where we'll go do something experiential. We just went and did iFly, where you're in a wind tunnel and you fly, right? So my staff, they love that. And a lot of my young staff, they've never done this kind of stuff. So it's super, it opens them up. And then we start planning, and they connect, and they're friends, and they hang out together, and all that. And what I have found, it's funny. Over the years, I needed this big personality at the front desk, and I was very into that, and that can be great. But I tell you, just the people that have buy-in now and that are steady Eddies, they're great. They are just great. But somebody's got to bring the rain, and that's always what I've done, is I bring the rain and everybody else enjoys the benefits of that.
And that's the big piece, right? Because you know what? Money isn't necessarily going to keep them, but it's certainly, as they're with you for a period of time, they need to keep leveling up also, right? Otherwise they can go, someplace else at some point, right? And it costs us so much to replace them.
It does. It does. And so there's bonuses that we have on all sorts of different statistics. We have a quarterly success bonus. So they're tied into the production, like many offices are. But that, I would say more than though, those events that we do on a quarterly basis, they see something different than they've ever seen before in any other kind of work occupation. And then of course, they get to see all the wins in the office that patients are having on an ongoing basis. And that to me is the big one that keeps people around and keep winning. Yep, exactly.
And do they work interconnected? Like if you've got office A, office B, office C, do they all share a common thing? So office A is invested in B and C, and C is invested in A and B, or is it all just individual?
Well, it's individual, but we do these meetings together. And so they communicate back and forth with each other. And we have a regional manager, that sits with each one of them and does the hire. That's a big one too. I'll just tell you some of the logisticals is having a regional manager who takes care of all the HR. She does all the hiring, does all the training. And I always tell my associates, actually go, you'd be doing this if it wasn't for her. So she is really huge. And then we can just stay on the most important thing, which is patients and educating and having them attract, and bring in more new patients.
Hey, man, delegation, right?
Delegation. Yes. And I'll tell you, here's my key, good, bad, or indifferent. Having capital really helps you be able to delegate. Let me tell you, there's nothing like having a little extra capital on hand too. Okay, if it didn't go well, I got some cush, right? Where I remember when I started my practice, I tell my associate doctors I was almost out of money and I cried. Okay, it was that stressful. I literally sat down one day and I couldn't even believe it. I'm not sure I've cried much. And that's how stressful it can be when you're on such a shoestring budget. So it's much more enjoyable now with great staff and not being on such a shoestring budget,
Yeah, and I think our viewers need to know that, and I think you know this, making, having money it's not how much you make, right? It's how much you spend.
Yes.
So a lot of people, they live way above their budget, right? And they never have money. And a lot of people, know how to budget so that they can accumulate money, and that's really what it's about, right? And then that gives you all the power in the world. I think we both learned at the same time, money doesn't buy you happiness.
Right.
This gives you more choices, right?
It gives the flexibility. Yeah. And you can sleep at night better.
Exactly. But crying's okay. I don't mind that either. But
Yeah.
Brian, thank you, man. I'll tell you what. I mean, you are, you inspire me. You always have. And I just love, you just your mind is just wired in this way that if you want to do that, you're going to do that. You're going to figure out whatever it is. Talk to whoever, do whatever, and make that happen. And and it's just how I've known you to always be figured out. That's how you've always done it, at least for me. And I remember when we first got together, and you would ask me like, "What is it? What is it? We
Yeah,
need a
yeah.
secret." And I just kept saying, "Yeah, there is no secret." And monthly, "What's the secret? Am I ready for the secret?" And I kept saying, "It's in you. Come on,
Right.
what is it?" And finally one day said, "I got it.
Yeah.
Got it." And you're just amazing. So thank you. Thank you for trusting us with your son, Ethan. He is really
Yes.
a superstar, and it's great to have him at the college. And thanks for all you're doing for the state of Washington and all the things you've been involved with. You're also an author, right? Wrote a book and lecture and all that kind of stuff, Dream Health. So I just appreciate you so much. And thanks for being with us today, dropping some pearls and bombs on us.
Great, great.
And to our viewers, man, thank you. Thank you for coming week in and week out. Share this. I will tell you this. I would say probably about 99% of us don't give ourselves the permission to do the things that we would like to do, but we don't give ourselves the permission to do that. Once we start giving ourselves the permission, then next thing you know, the whole world starts opening up to us because we actually are investing in ourselves and allowing ourselves to have more, right? Be, do, and have. So thank you, and share this, because there's people who really need to hear this, right? And I appreciate our viewership is growing tremendously because of you, and we just care so much about you, and that's why I continue to do these. It's not for me, it's not for the college, it's for our profession, so we can reach more people and create a brighter future for humanity. So thanks again for checking in. And remember, we drop these every other week. The opposite weeks, we have the Life by Life West. And so, you know, keep sharing everything that you get. And we're so thrilled that these are making a difference in people's lives. So for Dr. Brian, for myself, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you at our next episode of the Life West Leadership Line. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.